This is Andrew for anarchismo.net. We're going over to Aidan, who's on the train coming back from Edinburgh after the Make Poverty History March. He's on his way back to the dissent camp, and he's going to give us a general overview of how he thought the day went.
Right, basically, so obviously we got up this morning, everything was fine, we organised to meet up, get up early enough, get the train for 10 o'clock, so when we got down to the train station, the idea was to jump the train, you know, there's a big gathering from the dissent camp, so to jump the train basically to get to Edinburgh. But they had it. There was a load of cops there, basically, and they wanted specific people to pay on and so on. So some people said, look, we're not paying on, and there was talk of basically trying to ram through the cops and jump on the train, but that didn't happen, and most people just ended up paying the €6 or something. Now, there was basically an encouragement to basically people to break through, but I just don't think it was going to happen. I don't think people were too keen on it. I think people were sort of like saying, look, we just paid £6 or something, like, you know. But I think for future reference, people are saying, look, we don't want to be paying on the train, you know. So that began with, that was good for today. And when we got to Edinburgh, there was good discussion on the train. So people were doing some interviews and all that for indie media junk, and people were having discussions about what they wanted to do, basically. And when we got to Edinburgh, it was sort of like, you know, now I'm going to give sort of my perspective on this, so obviously, basically, as soon as you got off the train, a lot of those, what you might perceive of as the Black Bloc, if that has any sort of substance to the meaning anymore, whether that's just an old term now that's kind of come to the end of an era, and I think after today, a lot of people will see it as the end of an era, as something that's just quite infantile and not really productive. Because a lot of people just thought, as soon as they got off the train, masked up, etc., and all it did was attract the attention of the cops, who basically followed them around for the whole day. Nobody in the whole city was bothered except for the Black Bloc, who basically made it their own specific agenda. And there was no specific purpose, there was no attempt to blockade, and there was no attempt at direct action. All it was an attempt to walk around. So that, to begin with, was quite big. A lot, that was how it worked, you know. So we met then outside the university. And the Clown, the Circuit Network were there as well, and the Circuit, obviously, those who were masked up were there as well. Now, most people, a lot of people weren't masked up, and they were spotted saying, like, look, why are you masked up? Like, what is it that you have to hide? Like, you know, are you an anarchist? I'm an anarchist. I've nothing, my politics about open tolerance and inclusion. I've nothing against. I'm not here to do what I'm all and do for advocating agenda, and I don't need to hide behind a mask, you know, that kind of idea. So basically, that's kind of, a lot of people saw, and yeah, we had a sort of walk around, and basically, it was just random walking. There was no purpose of where people were going, in what might you see as the Black Bloc. So then eventually everybody left in the park, and there was like all music, etc., and there was good crack, and the circuit there were there, they were doing things. Everybody was nice, good atmosphere, good spirit. I don't think anybody expected that more than that, because that's basically what the agenda was. It was Make Poverty History Day, etc., and a lot of people stayed in the campsite and didn't bother going to Edinburgh because they knew that there was never going to be atmosphere from it. But I got the impression that most of those who would have been conceived as the Black Bloc are much younger sort of crowds, and really kind of caught the bat. I don't know, basically, at one stage, we were walking through the park, and there was like 15 lads basically linking, and they were linking walking through a park where there was just women with boogies and people just sitting there watching music and stuff. They weren't approaching a police line or anything. And for me, at that stage, it was like, this just shows that this has become known. And like, I think, yeah, okay, mass public, you're talking about paid, mass public, you're doing some direct action. You know, there is a time for faith, and sometimes it is necessary. But in a place like that, it's just completely unnecessary, and all it is attention seeking, as far as I'm concerned. You're approaching a group of women that are basically pushing boogies, and you're not approaching a police line. Do you know what I mean? And so basically, and then as I said, but that sort of broke up, and people, then what happened was they tried to go off somewhere else, they got embarrassed, they went their own direction. And of course, they were sort of blocked, the cops basically went up one way, and they went the other way, and they basically blockaded them in, didn't do what, and held them there for a couple of hours, and then, like, you know, the train, the circuit, and that came down. And believe it or not, I was actually quite impressed with the circuit today, because what they did was, in a march like today, it was working, because they were actually much more subversive in what they did, because they were the only ones who could actually go towards the cops, and basically may take the piss out of them, and would have been the only ones who could have broken any sort of cop line. Because there's no...
people who don't know is the clown army.
Yeah, that's right, that's right. Yeah. And believe it, I was quite skeptical of it, but after today, I could see the benefit, I could see how it worked. It was quite subversive. And, like, you know, I would much rather now put on a fucking, basically put on face paint as a clown, and try to, like, approach a cop line as opposed to going a mask on. And they, like, I think, as I said, like, it was just the cops knew what they were doing. They just wanted, all they did was give them hassle, just follow them around all day, you know, and it was just pointless, because there was no attempt, there was no organisation, no attempt to do anything. So as far as I'm concerned, it was just really, it was symbolic, it was quite egotistical, and more machoism more than anything else. And as I said, after today, my opinion on it is, is that it has come to an end of an era, and the end of an era is now, because basically, as I said, I'm an anarchist, I'm proud to be an anarchist, my politics are about democracy, and it's that just gives off a really bad impression to all the people that we're gathering today. If we want to stay across the agenda and put across our political ideas, then we have to do it in a much better manner, specifically in a context like that, and everything is context bound, and in that regard, the Black Bloc had no place, if that's what you even want to call them. And any sort of subversion of authority or any sort of subversion of cop line that was going to happen there, it was definitely going to come from the Clown Army, because they were able to approach the cops and they were able to basically do a can-can, kick them in the shins and get away with it, and they could have broke lines, etc. They basically held the Black Bloc, then a few of them in the group, let them go individually, took photographs of them, searched them, etc. But nobody, as far as we could see, nobody was arrested. There was no witnesses, no hassle whatsoever. Now maybe there was, I didn't see anything other than that. And then everybody went. The best thing is also a great thing for today was the media centre, which became almost a centre, a focus area. Because there was food downstairs, there was a DJ on the street, everybody was dancing, there was an RTS-style thing, and I think that's what today was more about. It was more of an RTS-style thing, and the role of the Black Bloc just hadn't got a place today. They just didn't, as far as we could see, just did not have a role. Because nobody really, like, people dressed up full of masks, full of black gloves, okay, if you're on blockade, and if you're doing a bit of direct action, what's the point in doing, like, you're just walking through a street. Yeah, good. It just made no sense to me whatsoever. And so on a positive note, it was great. The media centre was excellent. People were conversing there all day, getting food, dancing, listening to music, and having a couple of beers. And it was all high spirits. And now, basically, the plan is, of course, to work towards renting, which may be masking up will have a role then, because that's when the blockades are going to be beginning. And that's when I think that sort of method might have a place. But not today, like walking through a street.
I watched quite a bit of the Sky coverage, which was basically just they just have a moment side of the road and make something as the guys went by. One of the things that struck me was the that's a lot of people, like, you know, do you think Bush and Blair will pay any attention to you? They were all sort of, it was just to say no exactly, but they were going, It really came across actually as, you know, a real stroll through the down the street.
I don't think it was anymore. Like, I'm not going to hide the fact, because I was in it today and I knew that march was symbolic. Yeah, okay, let them, like, it's all well and good, have the civil society out there in the streets of Man and that Bush and Blair do something, but at the end of the day, I think both me and you know, and the majority of people know, that the decision that's going to be made is going to be made regardless of these people, and the interests of these that are going to be served is the interests of the big companies that these people are aligned to, etc. Now, and as we were actually on that note, when we were handing out leaflets, essentially, to say, make history, not poverty, by shutting down the streets, was a few people saying, look, why do you want to shut down the G8, you know, it's about making poverty history. And I was more than willing, I guess, in many discussions with people today, and hand out leaflets saying, look, do you really think this is going to make a difference? And I think that the best thing we could have done today was actually engage in discussion with people on ideas, and let the battleground of ideas begin, and not just dressing up in a black mask and walking around. That's been hard, as far as I'm concerned. And I think, yeah, because there was an awful lot of people there who, yeah, it was just a march to the city, but it was a good point to start saying to people, look, this is not going to make a difference. The aim is to shut down this summer, and we will shut down this summer. And the way to do it is basically blockade. And that doesn't necessarily mean that that's the best thing in the world to do either. You know, there's all sorts of arguments. But yeah, it was a symbolic march, it was good fun, but the big thing is the blockade, as far as I'm concerned. You know, making history, not poverty. But like, there was an awful lot, like, this is it, like, there was an awful lot of people, like, there was some funny stickers on t-shirts being worn around saying, no balls, no masters, no geldofs, you know? And I think there was an awful lot of people, basically, out there today, who went out today, because we wanted to be a symbolic gathering, etc., but know quite well that at the end of the day, this is not the answer. And that by getting on, like, having a symbolic marriage is fine, but it's not going to make the difference. It's, you know, my father always says, he's nearly 50, he says, when he's a kid, he remembers shaking buttons, penny for the black baby, you know? And the idea that you can give more money after the price of the world's problems is just, I think it's an old idea, but people are very much aware that, you know, giving more money is not necessarily the answer, and it takes the basic structure of overhaul for any sort of poverty to be eradicated. And I think the vast majority of people probably know that. Despite people's goodwill, you know, you have to hand it to people's civil society, their goodwill, that's fair enough, like, they have every right to do that. But as I said, I think the best thing we could do was just sort of advocate this and saying, look, this is not the answer. If you really want to make a difference, then you've got to shut down this summer.
Right, so you're now the train heading back to the
campsite.
What's going to be
basically,
happening
yeah. Well, I'm not too sure. There's a bit of a gathering this evening. Tomorrow is, there's at 2:00, there's an anarchist gathering in Edinburgh, basically for the next few days, and there's Make Borders History, which is in Glasgow. That's tomorrow, and then Monday is the Carnival for Fun and Dust, which is a march to Edinburgh City. Basically, it's going to be an RTS-style thing also, but it's going to be going to different detention centres, not so fast lane as well, just as on Monday. So I think we're just going to work it between Sunday, Monday, and then have some sort of discussion on Tuesday for the blockades that begin on Wednesday. Yes, have the blockades. Is it best to stay in rural conversions? Is it best to go to Glasgow? Is it best to go to Edinburgh? And basically, there's an awful lot of discussion people saying, look, the bureaucracy that's going to be maintaining the G8 summit is going to be landing in Glasgow, and the best way to shut down a summit is to stop that from is to stop at Glasgow. So of course, these issues are going to have to be discussed.
I think the train's conspiring against us there.
Yeah, someone beating their power.
Alright, well, thanks for that, and hopefully I'll be talking to you again over the next couple of days.
Alright, thanks a million.
We should be talking to Aidan again in the next couple of days. This is Andrew for Anarchismo.net signing off. To hear the previous audio reports and read a whole load of other written articles, visit our website, which is www.anarchismo.net.